Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearsons is back with us with some more wonderful teaching on increasing prosperity, blessing, you name it.
Praise God, Gloria. It's so good to be back with you again.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all this new stuff you got.
These times
that we have together. I love this title. Tell them
the title. Well, we're talking about the untouchables.
That's us.
That's us. We are untouchable, especially in the times that we are in right now.
Yes.
The things that are going on, the things that are happening.
Security, we're safe.
Wow. I mean, I just had a real reality of the untouchables. We just got back from Israel with Sister Billy on a tour, and we were standing at the Syrian border, we were standing at the Lebanese border, and it's good to know the 91st Psalm.
What were they shooting?
Actually, at the Syrian border, we heard rockets go off, and then we read about it the next day in the paper. So there was a village that was under attack. While we were there in that particular spot, we saw this.
Billy enjoyed that.
Yes, she did. She gets excited about things like that. She says, "Oh, look, there's smoke over there. Let's go." No, she didn't do that. But it's important, Gloria, that we walk in that place.
Amen.
Of protection in these days that we're in.
Anywhere anybody lives, you need this.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And so, we call this the untouchables, and the subtitle of this, I think you'll enjoy this because I learned this from you.
Uh-oh.
The subtitle is God's Circle of Protection.
Yes, amen.
God's Circle of Protection. Now, we were talking just a few moments ago, we normally talk about prosperity, and this has everything to do with prosperity. I wrote down what you said.
What?
Right before we went on the air. We were talking about the broadcast together here, and Gloria said, "You can't have prosperity in this world if you're dead."
That's right.
So it's important.
That's very deep, it's
very important that we be alive.
That's right.
In this world and protected. And so I'll tell you what, Gloria, let's pray over this together.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I really believe at the end of these 2 weeks, we will all have a deeper revelation of what it means to walk in the protection of God, which is part of God's prosperity. Prosperity and walking in prosperity is not just in the financial realm, but it covers, and we'll talk about this in a moment, the entire spectrum of life. Prosperity covers everything.
That's right.
Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every way. And it is the will of God for you and I to be protected, to be in a place of God's circle of protection.
That's right.
Wherever we are, wherever we go. And in these days, Gloria, it doesn't matter because things are happening all around us in ways that we've never seen before. And as we get into this broadcast today, I'll read to you a couple of things that Brother Copeland, one thing that he wrote in a partner letter, another thing that he delivered 5 years ago at the Southwest Believers Convention about the times that we are in. And he talked about the fact that these are dangerous times, and they're getting more dangerous still. So that's why we need to know our covenant.
Amen.
The covenant of protection that God has for us. So let's pray over this together.
Okay.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over these broadcasts,
Lord,
together. I thank you, Father, for the protection that you have over your people in these days and in this hour. When we're being given reports that ISIS is setting up cells in the United States. Father, I thank you that we operate under a covenant of protection, that we live in the circle of God's protection.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Lord, we are untouchable. The wicked one touches us not.
Yes.
And we receive that and we believe it and we thank you for it. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I agree
with
that.
Let's look at our first scripture here, and let me remind everybody.
This is good, George.
Oh, this is good, and I got so much of this from you. I've been learning over the years from Sister Gloria and Brother Copeland about walking in God's covenant of protection. Gloria, that's where I get all of this anyway, so you'll be well familiar.
You and, And that's good.
With what we're talking about. And I want to remind everybody that, first of all, the notes are available to you. Just go to kcm.org. All of these notes that we're talking about here, they are ready for you to print out, to read them, to study them. We preach them. Gloria, we have passed the 500,000 mark.
Wow.
On the outlines that have been downloaded from the broadcast that you and I have done over the last 5 years.
Praise God.
And so we're actually pressing into about 550,000, over 500,000 notes. People are interested. They're interested in knowing how to prosper in these times that we are in.
Well, that includes everything.
Everything.
Prospering
everything.
In your body, in your mind, in your money.
Everything.
It's the blessing.
It's the blessing. It is. It's the blessing.
Yeah.
And so also we want your testimonies, what God is doing in your life. And I'll tell you something. On these broadcasts, Gloria, we've prepared some features that we're going to show of outstanding demonstrations of God's delivering power.
Ooh, we're excited. That's going to be great.
One of the testimonies, Gloria, that we are going to be showing this week about a woman from our church. She works at the church. She was at the Believers Convention a year ago, and she was driving her kids home from the afternoon sessions. They heard something like a rock that hit the car.
Yeah.
It was a bullet.
Really?
And and she had her kids in the car seats.
Oh.
And that bullet went into her car and did not touch them. We've got the whole story.
Did it go into the passenger area?
It landed on the floor. I mean, you could look at the floor, pick up the bullet.
Wow.
What an outstanding, and then that's a demonstration of God's protection.
It is. Glory to God.
His angels. We're going to talk about that during these broadcasts.
They got a hold of that bullet, didn't they?
They got a hold of that bullet.
And then let it leave a testimony.
That's right. That's right. And
wow.
So send us your testimonies about what God is doing for you. We take communion often. And it just brings us into remembrance of our covenant with God, the covenant that we have of provision, the covenant of blessing, and the covenant of protection that we have with Him. And so we take communion often.
What if at the end of our teaching, we take communion with that and everybody can take it with us?
Let's do that.
So our last day?
It'll be our last day.
Would be Friday?
Friday a week.
Friday broadcast.
Yes.
Have the elements.
Oh, I like that, Gloria.
We'll take communion. We did do that one time in the
World Communion Service.
Yes, we're going to have a World
I like
Communion
that idea.
Service right here.
I'm with you, Gloria.
Okay.
We're going to do it. We'll take communion
That's
here.
That's awesome.
Praise
Let's
God. Okay. 3 John 2. I wanted to begin this today just really talking about setting a foundation for the teaching. And in 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And glory, to prosper means to succeed at everything. Everything we do. Everything that we set our hands to do.
To do better is
Oh, that's good. To do better. I like that.
To do better.
To do better.
That's the meaning of
prosper. That's what
it means
to prosper. Mm-hmm. And it says in the Amplified, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way. Every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keep wells and prospers." Well, prosperity includes the financial realm, but it's even more than that.
That's right.
And one of the things that prosperity covers is the entire spectrum of life: spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, politically. And I looked up the word prosperity, and in the Hebrew, it's the word shalom.
Peace,
that word, peace.
Everything, nothing missing, nothing broken.
That's it. Yeah. Peace, like you said, well-being, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. And I like this definition of shalom: safe and secure.
Safe and secure.
So to be walking in prosperity means to be safe and secure from any attack. And I have to warn you right now, we have a lot of scriptures about this.
Oh, I like it.
Lot of scriptures, Glory, that we're going to be going through.
I've got a lot of margin here. I may read
you
two.
You can write some things in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Prosperity means divine protection. And how much more in this day and hour that we live in, that we need to walk in that realm of prosperity, right. Divine protection.
Yes, I like
that. And it also means this, it means to be fear-free.
Fear-free, of course.
You and I will talk about that during the course of these broadcasts, living completely fear-free. And I like this scripture in 1 John. You're right there in John. Let's go to 1 John, Gloria, and this will be a really good foundation to what we're teaching. In 1 John 5, 18, it says, "We know that whosoever is born of God sins not, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not." The wicked one touches Amen. Us not. That's why we are the untouchables.
We are the untouchables.
We are the untouchables. And you know something, Gloria? Yesterday in church, I preached on this subject. Now, we are taping this in advance of the air date that it's going on, because what had just happened, and people will remember this, was the shooting at the church in Charleston, mm-hmm. South Carolina. And so the Lord ministered to me and said, go into church and minister to the congregation about our covenant of protection. Now that's on emic.org for those of you that are interested, and you can look it up on our archive. But we talked about this because the devil is trying to bring fear into this nation and absolutely paralyze people. That's what fear does. It shuts people down. It makes them so afraid that they'll be afraid to go to church. And what we have to do in times like this, and I'm telling you guys, this is what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland taught me. You have to stand on the Word. You've got to take the Word, stand on it. When attack comes like that, what we have to do, Gloria, is we have to dig back into the Word and find out exactly what we need to do to take our stand against this, to take our stand against destruction where our family is concerned.
That's right.
And that we can walk completely untouchable, separated out of the world system, and in that place of divine protection, no matter where we are and no matter where we go.
That's right.
There are people that are afraid to go to Israel. And I'll tell you, every time we go there, Billy hands out a card that she's put in plastic, and we keep it in our Bibles, and it's the 91st Psalm. And every morning when we get on the buses together, we declare the 91st Psalm over our day. You really need to in a place like Israel.
Get a grip. You need to anywhere.
Anywhere.
There's no any place
anywhere.
Safe.
There's no, you're absolutely right.
You got to get your promises and your word.
That's
and
right.
Your faith and everything. And boy, your words.
Yes.
You know that opens
yes.
up. So that just tickles me to death, won't do. Or no, thrills me to death.
That's exactly right. You open the door.
I'm afraid I'm going to die. I know that won't work.
You open the door to destruction.
That's right. I'm going to do some, I think during this teaching, I'll do some margin reading.
Okay. Oh, good. Have you got something in your margin there you want to read to
us? I got something, of course, if I can read it. There is a place in God where Satan does not come. That's what Wigglesworth said.
Okay.
It's a place of protection. It's a place of having, you know, you can pray, but if you say different, you're not making a clear message. So we have to say what we pray. How do I mean that? Well, we pray our prayer. And we believe God, say for the 91st Psalm,
right.
we believe the Scriptures
right,
and so
right,
on.
Right.
Then if we say, so be it, and leave that place, and we talk fear and doubt, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's your faith talking. You have to take it by faith
that's
and
right.
keep it
that's
in your
right.
mouth and not say anything else. Amen?
We can't be like Job, where it says, one of the translations, it said, he feared a fear, and it came on him.
He's scared. Scared prayer don't work. Who said that? Somebody said that.
You said that. I think that's really good, Gloria. Scared. I don't know how you spell scared.
Scared.
S-K-E-R-T.
I don't know. Scared. I don't think it's in the dictionary.
I don't think so either, but scared prayer don't work. Oh, that's good.
What was that story? I'll have to think
that's
of what
good.
That was.
Don't work. But I like your margin, Gloria. We're going to include that. We'll include that in the notes. There's a place in God where Satan does not come.
Cannot come.
Cannot come. Mm-hmm. Cannot come. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But it's a place of faith.
It's a place of faith.
You know, and faith is what you say. So if you talk afraid, if you talk fear, if you talk danger, and you're not within faith, then you're out of faith.
Exactly.
So we have to say that's right, talk right.
Well, you know, speaking of the 91st Psalm, let's turn over there. And we're going to be spending some time over in the 91st Psalm together throughout this entire broadcast. But I wanted to read something, Gloria, and it's there on point B of your notes. I had some notes that I was looking at, and this is from a partner letter that Brother Copeland wrote in 2011, the May 2011 partner letter. Now listen to this. He says, and it's written down there, he says, "We are witnesses to the things no other generation before us has seen. Past generations have seen terrible things like disasters and famines of gigantic proportions. The difference is we are seeing and experiencing them one right after the other, all over the earth. We need to get in the zone."
The zone. The secret place of the Most High.
That's it.
That's the zone.
That's the zone.
I like that. That's
Psalm,
very good.
Psalm 91, 1, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
Amen. Amen.
And that's the zone.
And then what, 94, I like this.
Psalm 91, 4.
91, 4.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? This particular scripture.
Hebrew is the circle of protection.
I got that from you. I'll tell you exactly when.
When?
1998.
Really?
We were having that 30-day meeting here at the church. We called it 30 Days of Glory.
Yeah.
And you were teaching one day, and you were teaching on protection. You read this scripture. She read Psalm 91, 4. "He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." And you said in your notes, you said, "His truth shall be your shield and buckler." In the Hebrew, that means the circle of protection.
Yes, it does. The circle. We're in the circle of protection. When we get in it. Now, you can't be there and talk fear and doubt and unbelief.
That's right.
And you have to. We have the Word of God on that circle of protection.
That's right.
Got to get in our ears and our heart.
Yep.
And no fear here.
No fear here.
You can't be in faith and fear at the same time.
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
So you feed on these things. Feed on these scriptures that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And say it with your mouth.
Yes.
Talk your
protection. Yes, yes, yes.
And talk your blessing until it becomes bigger than any fear of anything out
Praise
here.
Praise God. That's it, Gloria. In Christ, we do not live under the dominion of the curse or its collateral damage.
Mm-mm.
We have a covenant of protection with God.
That's right.
So because of that covenant, you and I are the untouchables.
The untouchables. Isn't that good? We've been touched by God.
That's right. And we are
untouchable. Untouchable by the devil.
By the devil.
Hallelujah.
I like it.
You
I like it.
You've got to have faith, though. You've got to have your words and your faith working for you. You can't talk fear and
no,
live
you
in
can't.
That place.
You can't do that. Now, Proverbs 19:23, in the NIV, it says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life.
Yes.
Then one rests content, untouched by trouble."
Oh, I'm not sure I had that scripture.
That's a good scripture.
What is it?
That's the one down there.
1923
NIV. "Fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble."
Now talk about the fear of the Lord. That's not your being afraid of Him.
No, you honor Him. Yeah, that's the honor of God.
Enough to obey Him, enough to speak right.
That's it.
Believe right.
That's it.
Act right.
That's it. That's what the fear of the Lord is listening to
Him. We're not afraid of Him.
And being obedient to Him.
We reverence Him.
That's right.
And enough to do what He says.
Enough to do
exactly
what He says.
That's where the safety zone is. That's good.
Now, I want you to look at the last page, and in the last minute or so that we have left to hear together, I want to read the word that Brother Copeland had at the Believers' Convention, August 6, 2010. The Lord said,
I remember this word.
"The world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and those that will cling to My word and listen very carefully, everything is going to be all right.
All right.
All right.
Right.
The world, I tell you again, is in serious trouble. Mm-hmm. Some very hard things are coming in different places around the world. Very difficult times in many places. They're that way now, and they won't get any better. They will continue to get worse and worse. It's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. But for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Yes, right. Right. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Now listen to the instruction
That's
from
good,
this word. You'll have to take a stand. You'll have to fight the good fight of faith.
That's
but
the key.
When did you not have to do that? These are dangerous times. They're dangerous times financially. Quit living in that house. Get back over here in the household of faith. Stand on my word, and
right.
it will not come near you. Fight the good fight of faith. Praise and worship my name. Don't feed fear and trouble into your life and into your mouth. Feed on my word and not on the bread of sorrow. Look in my face, preach the word.
Everything
is going to be
all
right.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God. Aren't you happy already? This is good stuff. And I'm telling you, we need it right now. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.